It is November the 1st, 2011. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, gerwick.net. Time for another interview. And you can go to my website, gerwick.net, check out the audio sections for previous interviews. But today, I have a very special guest, a former TNA Knockout and a seven-time OVW Women's Champion, also a queen of OVW. You may remember her as Sojo Bolt in TNA, and today she wrestled as Lady Jojo in OVW. So how you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And why don't we kind of update people what's currently going on with your career after you left TNA at the end of 2009. You went back to OVW. You had been to OVW before, obviously, because of all the title reigns. So talk about kind of returning to OVW and I guess what kind of happened at the end of your run with TNA.
I went back to OVW because, I lived in Louisville. I never left while I was working for TNA. I still lived in Louisville, and that's where the Ohio Valley is located. And it, honestly, it just made sense to me to go back there. They had a crop of new girls that were just getting started, and they didn't have anybody to lead them. So, I mean, I felt like leaving Release was probably a good thing because that really helped out, you know, quite a few girls, you know, gave them somebody to bounce ideas off and to learn from. So, I don't know, that's what I've been doing for the past couple of years.
Let's go back to the 2009 and when it came to an end with TNA, what happened there? And I guess why are you not a TNA Knockout today?
Because they released me.
did they give you any more reasons than just releasing you?
Well, there has to be, you know, at least, you know, one good reason. But, you know, the reason that was given to me was they didn't have anything for me at the time. You know, I was released, and then quite a few girls were released shortly after I was. And it just maybe seemed as they were going in a different direction with their Knockouts division. So, I mean, you know, I can't speak for TNA, but it was pretty, you know, obvious that I was going to be released because they weren't using me very much towards the end of 2009. So, it's not like I didn't see it coming. So,
what was it like working with Dutch Mantel? I know he was obviously the big supporter, pusher of the Knockouts division, and some of the ideas that he had for you and the division overall.
Dutch is amazing to work with. He really understands women's wrestling, and he really tries to understand you as a wrestler and help you develop character to go along with your in-ring, you know, abilities. It's obvious that Dutch took a lot of time and care building the division and, you know, really looking for different girls who represented different things. He was amazing to work with, as was Savio Vega. I worked a little bit with Scott D'Amore as well. All three were great to work with. I have no complaints about the agents that they gave us to work with at all.
You know, one thing, you know, going back to TNA and when you were working there with Dutch, you know, doing the booking for the Knockouts division was that the Knockouts segments on Impact were always like the highest rated segments on Impact. And then after Dutch left and they moved into a different direction, the Knockouts division still did well in the ratings, but wasn't quite at that same level. So what was your thought, you know, after you left, looking back on, you know, where they were going with that Knockouts division?
I honestly didn't have any thoughts because I wasn't watching the show anymore. So as far as I'm concerned, after I was released and quite a few other girls were released, they released quite a few of the people I enjoyed watching. So I stopped watching.
I guess as of today, you still don't watch TNA at all or a little bit?
No.
No.
I don't.
Okay. How about on the flip side? Do you watch WWE, SmackDown, Raw?
Sometimes.
Okay. Just curious what your thought on their product.
Honestly, they've got a few talented girls on the show, and I'm happy that it seems as though they're starting to do something with Beth and Natty, and I hope they continue to do something with them because they've worked hard, and it'd be awesome to see them get showcased properly. That's all you could ever wish for, you know, a female wrestler to get showcased properly.
I want to ask you about OVW. Obviously, you've been with OVW for a while, and this is your second stint with them. And the question I always have when I talk to people from OVW or people that work for OVW is obviously WWE was a developmental territory for OVW for many years. A lot of great wrestlers came through there, John Cena, Randy Orton, Victoria. I mean, the list goes on and on. Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle. And then they dropped OVW as a developmental territory. In your opinion, why isn't WWE a developmental territory or why isn't OVW a developmental territory for WWE and or even a developmental territory for TNA?
Well, because I don't work for either one of those companies. I don't work in their office. I couldn't tell you the real reason, but I know that Louisville, Kentucky is, you know, in the middle of the country and considered the Mid-South, and it's my understanding that the location wasn't ideal, possibly, for talent relations, for agents to come and evaluate talent. Maybe moving the school to Florida and making a school where, you know, most of them live and can conveniently pop in and, you know, do their job and not have to fly to Louisville. Maybe that's an issue. I don't know. Maybe there were issues in the office, but, you know, it happened. They pulled out and they decided to create FCW down in Florida, and OVW now considered an independent territory.
Would you ever, I mean, when you decide to ultimately retire from wrestling, is training something that you consider, that if they say, hey, why don't you come in and help train the girls, even train the guys, would that be something that would interest you?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. You know, I'm only excited by the enthusiasm of, you know, the people I'm working with. You know, I love to wrestle, and if I could help anybody or share anything with anybody, I definitely would be happy to do that.
Well, let me ask you, how many more years do you think you would want to be active in the ring?
You know, I have no idea, because, you know, you wake up on days and there's like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And then there are days where you're just so excited to get in the ring and do something, you know, you could just burst. I have no idea, you know, when that day is going to come. I keep getting in the ring with girls who are excited or just as excited as I was at one time. And, you know, that excitement is incredibly infectious, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of. So I have no idea when I'm going to be able to give this up. I love it too much right now. So maybe another year, maybe another couple years. I'm not really sure.
Take one day at a time, and I should also ask, obviously you've been in the business for about 8 or 9 years now as an active wrestler.
Yeah.
How are you doing physically? Bumps and bruises after all the years?
You know, I'm actually really lucky. I'm very healthy. I have a little bit of pain in my lower back, but I think that was from a widow's peak I took a couple weeks ago. So, honestly, I wake up every day and feel pretty good.
Good. Going back to TNA, what was your opinion and what was it like working for Dixie Carter?
You know, I didn't really have that much interaction with Dixie Carter. She was there sometimes and sometimes she wasn't there. I was only there for a year, so you know, by the time I come along, they were starting to hire a lot more girls, and, you know, I think that the few interactions I had with Dixie were positive. I just, we weren't close, and we definitely didn't develop anything more than a working relationship.
So. And while on the topic, what about Vince Russo? Any opinion of him as a you know, a booker in wrestling?
You know, I guess a lot of people have a lot to say about Vince Russo, but he was always nice to me, and we always talked about the acting and character side of wrestling. His writing at sometimes was a bit comical of the stereotypes that black female, that kind of stigma that sometimes, you know, people put upon us to talk and act a certain way. That was kind of comical at times, but they gave us the freedom to kind of bend things around to make them a little more realistic. Sometimes there were issues with that, but he was actually really nice to me, and I had no issue working with him.
You are currently wearing a shirt in OVW that says "I love being black."
Yeah.
Can you tell us where that came from? And I think that's a kind of a very good gimmick that you got currently going on in OVW.
You know what? It's honestly a shirt that I just happened to come across on the internet. And I just saw it, and I was like, wow, that's an amazing shirt. And I bought a couple of them, and I just decided to wear them sometimes when I wrestle. And I've never actually worn the shirt on television. I usually wear it in dark matches or I wear it at house shows. I work for a photo shoot. But as far as it being a gimmick, I don't know that my gimmick. I think it's pretty much just how I feel. I love being black. Certainly don't hate being black, so
sure.
It just happens to be how I feel. And I happen to give Epiphany one, too. So she has one as well.
Talk about some of the other current divas in OVW. I know there's the Blossom Twins are there, the Smother Sisters, which I don't believe are real sisters, but that's their gimmick. Cause I think one of them was formerly Mickey Knuckles, who worked as Moose in TNA. And just talk about some of the girls that are currently there training and the girls you get to work with at OVW.
Yeah, well, you mentioned four right there. There's also Taryn Shea, who we trained from the bottom up. She's from New Albany, Indiana. We just had a couple of girls debut with their first matches. I think one's name's Kylie O'Reilly and Kayla. I'm totally forgetting her last name right now. They both just recently had their first matches. We have a girl from Puerto Rico who's had two matches now. I'm trying to think, who else do we have around? We have Epiphany, who's been around for a couple of years.
CJ Lang, is she still there?
Actually, she's on.
Okay.
She is retired.
Okay.
But she had a good run for a couple of years. She did really, really well. Let's see. Oh, we just got Taylor Hendricks. She just debuted a month ago. She's doing really well. Actually, I'm feuding against her. I can't believe I forgot that I was feuding against her. I'm actually facing her at the next Saturday Night Special on November 12th. So, and as far as girls, I'm trying to think. I think that's everybody. More to come soon, though.
I wanted to ask you, I read somewhere that you are the youngest child of 10 children. Is that correct?
I am.
So I got to ask an obvious question. You know, what did your parents or your family think of you going into professional wrestling?
Oh, they love it. They absolutely love it. My mother hated pro wrestling before I got into it. And I would watch it, and she would turn her nose up and wrinkle her nose. Like, I don't know why you watch this. It's terrible. And then I started training, and she came to my first match. And after my first match, she was a complete fan of pro wrestling. She watches everything. She watches TNA. She watches Ring of Honor. She watches WWE. She watches everything. She loves wrestling now.
So she's gone to your matches and watches your matches. Is she like does she like to critique your matches and give you some pointers?
She's not allowed to critique anything. She wouldn't know what you're talking about. Stay a fan.
Fair enough. You know, since you've been in wrestling, obviously you went to TNA. I guess for the future, do you think the door is open to returning to TNA, and might there ever be an opportunity, or have you ever talked to WWE about working for them?
Actually, I was recently offered a chance to come back to TNA, but the timing wasn't right for it to happen, so that I had to pass that offer up. As far as going to WWE, I don't think that that's really an option because I'm not under 30. And I'm not trying to, you know, fool anybody. You know, I'm 34 and, you know, can't turn back time. So I'm fairly happy with, you know, my situation in wrestling for Ohio Valley Wrestling and then the few companies that I do work for outside of that.
34, I mean, you know, you say 34 and, you know, the initial thought to some people is that's old, and then the other thought would be, gosh, 34. I mean, a lot of the stars of wrestling don't really hit their peak until their, you know, mid-30s. So I guess previously, have they ever reached out to you? Ever had a tryout with them? Or I think you'd be perfect.
I've had plenty of tryouts with WWE, but I think that, you know, what they're looking for in a diva, especially one that they're going to hire, while have not come out and outrightly said it, have hinted that they prefer hiring younger girls. And, you know, nothing I can do about that. You know, I was born when I was born. So, we move on.
Is there a, I know this is like a common question, but is there a dream opponent to somebody you've never worked with that you've always wanted to work with?
Oh, yeah. I used to have a huge bucket list of girls I've wanted to work, but I've just about crossed off just about everybody off of that list. I've wrestled with Molly Holly after she speared me. I've wrestled recently with Lisa Marie. We tagged against each other, and then we recently had a singles match up in Marietta, Ohio for Remix Pro Wrestling, which was fantastic. I guess the one thing that I'm looking forward to is maybe tagging with Jazz at some point, because I've always dreamed of tagging with her. That's probably the, like, yeah, that's probably the ultimate.
The bucket list is shrinking here. You've got to work with a lot of great women out there.
I really have. So I think that's one of the last ones. I could probably, as I say, get hit by a bus and be done.
Do you consider yourself a student of the game? Do you watch a lot of old tapes and study some of the women of the past?
Yes, I do. I love women's wrestling, especially old school women's wrestling. And I've been mentored by some of the best, like Moya Hosaka and Lexi Feist. And I've been talking a lot to Diane Von Hoffman and I talk to Tasha Simone, and some women have been around forever. And it's awesome to be able to learn from them. I mostly watch old, like Smoky Mountain and stuff from the 70s. Cause that's the kind of wrestling I like. I like old school wrestling. Tends in Middle Ohio Valley, and we do a lot of that here.
I guess at this point, you said you're 34. What are your current goals? I mean, where do you see yourself, say, in 3 or 4 years from now? Or where do you want to be in 3 or 4 years from now?
You know, that is something that I continue to think about, because every day is amazing. I live my dream every day. I wrestle as much as I want or as little as I want. 3, 4 years from now, I hope I'm just as happy as I am right now. Right now, I'm getting ready to start production on a movie that I've been casted in, and I wouldn't mind, you know, doing some more film work, showing off my acting, but really, I just take it day by day. I don't know that my body is going to be able to hold up 3, 4 years from now if I keep wrestling the schedule that I have now. So, you know, we just kind of, like I say, I wake up every day and just kind of see how I'm feeling. It's a lot of bucks. It's a lot of bucks after 9 years.
Yeah, for sure. Well, give us a little more information on this movie. When did it start filming? What's it about? And I guess what's your role in the picture?
It's a grindhouse movie, and it's one of the mini trailers for a movie. This mini trailer is called White Knuckles on Black Skin, and it's a takeoff of a blaxploitation movie. The premise of this movie, or this mini trailer, is that girls are kidnapped off the street and their bags put over their head, and the next thing they know, when the bag is taken off, they're in the middle of an underground, like, cage fighting situation where people are betting money, and out comes the queen of the cage matches, and that's me, apparently. So I'm really excited to start filming this. I think it could be really cool, a lot of fun, and there'll probably be some wrestling moves.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. When does that start filming, and where's it going to be? Is it going to be in your area?
Yeah, actually, the real movie for that mini trailer already started filming in September. I'm trying to pull up the movie here on my computer, but I don't start filming here until November for my
part. How did you get involved in acting?
Well, actually, I've been involved in acting for long time, even before I was started wrestling. I was involved in acting. I was 19, I moved to Hollywood to become an actress, but it didn't work out. So I immediately went home back to Minnesota. It was quite a culture shock. Well, I lived in Minneapolis.
I did. Minnesota versus LA. LA. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, completely different. I did a lot of, like, local stuff when I lived in Minneapolis, and I picked up a lot of, like, local, like, modeling gigs, and I've been in a couple commercials. I used to study with the Penumbra Theater Company in St. Paul, Minnesota. So acting has always been something I was interested in. And I just got hooked up with this movie, the producer, the director, the producer of this movie and the writer of this movie. I've known personally. He's a photographer as well, and he shot me many, many times. And he actually, his name is Todd Fisher, and he used to write for Doogie Howser. So he has actually a lot of film and television credits, but he wrote this movie, and he gave me a call and asked me if I'd be interested in, you know, doing this part. And of course, you know, underground women's cage fighting, why wouldn't I be interested in doing that?
Sure. I just wondered, too, are you interested at all of mixed martial arts?
Oh, I love watching it.
Yeah.
As far as doing it, no. Absolutely not.
Do you have, like, a favorite fighter or anything when you watch it?
Oh, I love George St. Pierre. He is a machine. Yeah. Oh, just incredible. He's like a specimen.
What's your thoughts on, like Brock Lesnar and some of the other guys have got, like Bobby Lashley got involved with mixed martial arts?
Oh, I think it's amazing. I think it's an amazing outlet as far as, you know, being athletic and being strong. I love watching it. And Brock, you know, definitely brought some, you know, needed excitement to the UFC and to mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
Like he was meant or born to do that. But, I absolutely love mixed martial arts. I love watching it. We made the joke about doing it, and I've met girls who were training to do it, but I don't know. It just kind of seems the whole getting hit in the face and punches in the back of the head and things like that. I'm not interested in doing that.
I don't blame you, to be honest.
Yeah. No.
I guess who was your all-time like favorite wrestler, you know, growing up? Or currently, who's your favorite wrestler?
Well, growing up, my favorite wrestler was Ted DiBiase. He had so much presence. He just commanded my attention. He always did. Just in his laugh and his beard. I joke. It was the beard that got me.
Wow.
And I guess currently, Kurt, that's a hard one, actually. I don't know that there's anyone currently that I really love to watch.
You know, I've done a lot of interviews, and you could always name somebody from the past that you really like, and then you get to the current scene, it's just, there's such a, the talent level is so different today than what it was back in, say, the 70s and 80s and 90s when a lot of people grew up watching wrestling. It's a totally different brand of wrestling right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you were younger, you know, you didn't know as much as you knew. So it was still very real and magical. And those are the people that drew you in. And now you know too much. And there are very few people that can, you know, turn your student brain off and just make you believe and entertain you. There are times that does happen. I guess one wrestler who does do that for me is Mike Mondo. I love watching him wrestle. He is so believable. What he does and everything he does, and I tell him that all the time. Just love watching his matches.
Obviously, he was Mikey from the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, and he's currently here in Louisville at Ohio Valley as well. You know, when I do watch WWE, I do like watching Beth Phoenix. I do like watching Natty, and for the few short moments that you know, Karma Kong was on. That was exciting.
Sure. How's speaking of OVW, you were talking about Mike Mondo. How is Cliff Compton doing?
Oh, he's doing good. He just returned, and he was teaming with Michael Hayes, our one-legged war hero. Yeah. Cliff Compton seems to be doing really well.
Of course, he is the former Domino with Deuce and Domino in WWE, and the current OVW. You're currently the OVW Women's Champion. The current OVW Heavyweight Champion is another former WWE superstar, Eugene, who of course uses the name, a real name of Nick Dinsmore. So it's good to have Eugene back in OVW as well.
Yeah, I mean, last week was an incredible week on television. I think that was a shocker. I really do.
I think I read it's his 10th title reign for OVW now.
Yeah, I think that's 10th.
Pretty impressive.
That's amazing.
Do you enjoy being a babyface or a heel more?
Oh, my goodness. I enjoy both. but I'm booked mostly as a heel, and I think I do enjoy that a lot more.
You currently still use Lady Gaga as your entrance theme.
I do. I love her. I think she's amazing.
Talk about, you know, from your perspective, what's a typical day like for you like? I mean, what's a training diet? How do you keep in such great shape?
That varies day to day, because there are just some days where you're like, you know what, I really need a cookie. So you have the cookie. But normally, a normal day, either I get up, breakfast, hit the gym, or I go to a fitness boot camp, which is, you know, high intensity and high repetitions. Lunch, errands, then work. I'm a bartender at a brewery, or go to a show. You know, depends on what day of the week. And then the weekends are, you know, house shows or traveling to, you know, an indie show. I'm always overbooked and overextended. I'm literally always running from one thing to another every day. So I know we've been trying to schedule this interview for a time, and you can attest, like, we keep pushing this back because my schedule is so hectic.
You're a busy person. I guess that's good. I guess it's better to be a busy person than a not busy person, because that means you're getting no calls and no requests. So obviously you'd rather be busy than not busy, right?
Oh, absolutely. It can be quite exhausting.
I wondered, how extensively have you worked internationally? Did you get a chance to work Japan, Mexico, or overseas at all?
You know, the only places I've been really is Canada. I've been offered, but those offers seem to have fallen through at the last minute, or, you know, I can't explain it. The thought of me going to Japan, it's been offered to me quite a few times, but just always slipped through my hands. Would I love to go? Sure. But, you know, sometimes, you know, those opportunities are everywhere, and then at times those opportunities are nowhere. So, you know, we take it day by day, and if it comes along and it's available and we can do it, hey, you know, I definitely pack my bags and go. Mexico, wow, I would love to face the competition there. I'm just a little still afraid about the climate and the violence that's going on in that country right now.
Gangs.
Same for parts of Africa. Same for, you know, a lot of places in the world. You know, I'm definitely taking that into consideration when I'm accepting a foreign booking.
Yeah, you just talked to Cliff Compton about his trip to Africa just recently, right?
Oh, my gosh, is that story insane? That is. Like, no, thank you.
I just wondered, you know, with all the years in wrestling, what do you think has been, like, the biggest lesson you've learned in the industry?
There's so many of them, but the biggest lesson is, you know, to trust your instincts, you know, and your first instinct is usually the right one. So usually what I tell my girls is, no matter what, just, you know, be yourself. Don't lose yourself in this, because none of this is real. It's not real, so, you know, don't
it's not.
Believe.
It's not. I guess along the same line, you know, sometimes we get people that, you know, they say, hey, Steve, how can I get into wrestling? What school should I go to? What should I do? How should I train? What should I eat? Blah, blah, blah. I guess to somebody that's young that really wants to get into wrestling, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would ask them how old they are first.
That's like 18 or 19, just to give an example.
Well, I would tell them to finish school. Definitely finish school first. You know, and then decide, you know, well, you want to be a wrestler, where do you want to go with this? You know, Are you trying to make it to WWE? Is this something you just want to try? And then, you know, look for a reputable wrestling school to start your training. And while you're doing that, get into the best possible shape that you can, because this is a sport. You do need to be somewhat of an athlete. So go ahead and get started getting in shape. And, you know, once you've found a place to train, you know, that will only help you.
We had a question.
You'll be one step ahead of a lot of other people anyway.
We had a question from Twitter. Somebody wants to know if you ever worked for Shimmer.
I have.
Is there like a particular volume that your matches are on?
I think I was on 2, 3. Oh no, I mean 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, so if people want to look up your matches, they can go back and go, you know, that route. And I guess, you know, with Shimmer obviously being like one of the best organized women's promotion, has there been any interest in going back to Shimmer?
I think, you know, Shimmer's a great company, and I think that they're doing well with, you know, the roster that they have. They have a lot of up-and-coming talent that definitely deserves, you know, the opportunity to be spotlighted and showcased. You know, I've been around for almost 10 years, and I definitely am not trying to take, you know, an opportunity away from somebody who definitely, you know, is trying to build a name. And that's not, I think that's almost just a tad bit selfish. my point of view, anyway. Those girls work really, really hard, and I think Shimmer's awesome, but I think they're doing a good job, you know, with the girls they have.
You've had 7 reigns, currently your 7th reign as OVW Women's Champion. And of course, you've won other regional titles. I remember you won the WLW, which I believe is Harley Race's group in Missouri.
Yes.
Is there any one title in particular, or any particular title reign that really sticks out as like your career highlight, looking back at your career?
Actually, winning the OVW Women's Champion for the first time, that was incredible feeling. Because OVW, you know, when they started that actual title, there were so many talented girls there. Not that there aren't now, there are. But when I got to OVW, they were just starting to play with having a championship belt. And at the time, ODB was there, and Katie Lee, who's now Winter, was there. Beth Phoenix was there. Let's see. Cherry was there. Serena was there. There were so many good, talented girls there, and they were really feuding. They really cared about being champion, because it was the first time that they got to have one, and you could, it was really exciting. So to be one, the first time that I won that I took that very seriously, and I felt, you know, honored, you know, that I was now the new face of OVW's women's champ, you know, women's division, that I really, really took that seriously. I was really proud of that.
And do you also have a favorite match, or is there a match in your career you think is like, what was your best looking back?
I've had a lot of matches. I've also hit my head a lot. Let me see. Some of my funnest matches that were particularly that stand out. I had a match with the Blossoms. I think it was a singles match actually against Hannah for the OVW title, but Holly interfered a lot, and this is when they were the heels and I was the baby, and they would switch in and out. One of our matches around Thanksgiving 2009 was phenomenal, and I love that match. Then we also did a segment where we had a bake-off, and I got to hit them with pies in the face. I love that segment. I watch it at least once a month. So I love that segment. As far as other matches, I had a match five, six years ago in Columbia, Tennessee, against somebody named Susan Morton. And she was a hometown girl, and she hadn't been wrestling that long. But we ended up being the main event of the night, and the match turned out really, really well. And when she won, when she won, the whole locker room emptied out and put her on their shoulders and carried her around the building, and I was still knocked out in the middle of the ring while that was happening. I remember that. That was a good one, too. I had a lot of good matches. That's hard.
I guess also looking back on the flip side, is there any regrets you have looking back at your career?
Regrets? No. No. No regrets.
And what are you like? What are you like away from the ring?
I think that depends on the day. I'm a highly caffeinated person, so I'm usually on the go, you know, running from one thing to another. I don't know. You know, I'm passionate about everything I do, so usually, you know, I'm off, you know, championshiping some cause or trying to put something together or organizing something or making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be, or I'm pretty busy, pretty constantly busy.
Well, this being the day after Halloween, did you get dressed up for Halloween?
You know, I woke up Halloween and I completely forgot it was Halloween. And I went into work and somebody was dressed as a clown and somebody was dressed as a hobo. Somebody was dressed as a Rainbow Bright. And I was like, what is going on? Oh my gosh, it's Halloween. I completely forgot. Completely forgot.
And everybody said, where's your costume, right?
Right. But you didn't dress up. Like, oh no.
What would be one thing that would surprise people to learn about you?
Surprise? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what people's impressions of me are, so I don't know what would surprise them. You know, I'm just a regular girl who loves wrestling, just, you know, probably just as much as you do. You know, I just took it a step further and decided that I could do it, and have been very successful at it. So,
true.
You know, I'm just a big wrestling fan, just like everybody else, hoping that the product that's being produced will get better so that I can watch more of it.
Amen to that. We're wrapping up with Lady JoJo, former Sojo Bolt in TNA. And if you want to check her out, you can check her out at OVWWrestling.com. She's currently the women's champion. Obviously, you can check her out on the weekly television show as well. OVW DVDs, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And we wish you the best of luck with not only your wrestling career, but we're also excited about your film career as well. Definitely keep us abreast of what's going on there. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.